Proclamation number 8101 of 13th of February, 1962. Blessing of loving intercession. No soul shall go hungry to whom you give your loving intercession. Where my love is bound to the law of eternal order, your love can have a redeeming effect, and for the sake of your love I can supply strength to the souls and help them to achieve final redemption. For I only want to induce you to express love, because love is the strength which can bring help to the still unredeemed as well as promote your own ascent development. And thus everything that is based on love has an extremely beneficial effect, on earth as well as in the beyond. If you humans are able to embrace everything with your love, you are already far advanced in your development and you can enter the kingdom of the beyond as perfected beings when your soul leaves the earthly body. But people are only rarely able to muster such love, for they usually still judge purely humanly and see their fellow human beings' faults and weaknesses, which is why they don't believe they can love them. But love should be such that it understands everything, that it can forgive everything, that it sees its fellow human beings' weaknesses and faults with merciful eyes, that it is willing to help him. And anyone who can acquire this degree of love on earth can truly call himself blessed, for he has accomplished the transformation of his nature into love, which was the aim of his earthly progress. But you should all make an effort to attain this degree of love, and therefore you should only ever try to imagine your fellow human being's soul, which is often in deepest adversity and in need of help. Regardless of whether it is still on earth or already in the kingdom of the beyond. If you could see such souls, you would be seized by deep compassion and your will to help would also be immediately stimulated, so that you would want to release them from their adversity. And thus you must seriously consider the idea that such souls urgently need help and rarely only receive it because other people take offense at their nature and therefore they don't earn any love from their fellow human beings. A person's thoughts cannot be good, but the soul is to be petted because it is in the fetters of the adversary who suffocates everything good in it, and it is helplessly at his mercy in its weakness. Because it does not awaken love within itself which would give it strength to resist. And you should help such souls with your love. A good thought, an intercessory call to me, and also an unselfish work of help which charitably touches the soul can cause love to flare up in the soul because it feels the strength within itself which has directed your love to it. If you would only ever try to put yourselves into the misery of those souls, then your love would strike them and you could truly be redemptively active on these souls. For every soul is pitiful which still lives in complete darkness, which has not yet felt the strength of love in itself. And you pass by precisely such souls. You pay little attention to them or you turn away from them because people don't appeal to you, because you don't believe you can love them. Take care of them. Try to put yourselves in their shoes, you who have already found light. Have mercy on those who walk without light. Give them love and present their hardship to me, and I will truly be merciful to them for the sake of your love and provide them with strength which they only need to use correctly in order to find their way out of their adversity. Think less of the human being than of his soul, which is grateful to you for the smallest help because it cannot help itself if it does not make use of the strength of love. And since it is little love itself, you should give it to this soul, and you will be redemptively active and likewise find fulfillment of your requests if you are in spiritual hardship yourselves and present it to me, for you all need help from me as long as you still live on earth. And even in the kingdom of the beyond I will not deny help to those for whom you pray with love. Amen.